There is an urgent need to address the question of the global emission reduction targets. Madam President, just this morning we were presented with the UNEP GAP report, which indicated that the emission reduction pledges on the table are far from sufficient to reach the goal of 1.5 degrees, as has been advocated by more than 106 countries. But Madam President, are we doing anything about closing the gap? Are we doing anything about raising the level of ambition? The answer is a resounding no. How are we to peak emission in 2015 if we do not take decisions here to increase the level of ambition to one that is consistent with the 1.5 degree goal? That brings me to the question of the second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol. Why are we delaying a final decision on this?
Outside the UN talks, protests led by indigenous groups have been taking place over the last week. Rogelio Borgos is an organizer with UNORCA, or the National Organization of Autonomous Peasants and Villa Campesina.
The environmental crisis has caused to face some unpredictable events. So for now, for example, to produce and to harvest, it's getting more difficult because it's now difficult to predict when is the best time to do this because now you have this very unexpected dry seasons or too much of a rainy season. So that makes small farmers very vulnerable to these conditions.
A nivel mundial,
if we see at a world point of view, agricultural and local communities have been excluded from the benefits of public policies. These communities and local agricultural communities have been hurt by interests also of international treaties.
A surprising figure at the Villa Campesina protests was Hollywood actress and environmental activist Daryl Hannah. She says it's unbelievable that indigenous groups do not have a voice at the UN climate negotiations.
It's unbelievable that we're not even invited in. It's just shocking. Enough of the talk, enough of the politics, enough of the economics. Let's get to the action. And people are taking action and they're demanding action. That's what it's going to take to really change the world to be the world that we want it to be.
Do you have any hopes of there being a binding agreement coming out of these talks?
It's not looking very positive with, you know, the three biggest carbon emitters, the heads of state, not even showing up. but I do have hope because I really feel that people have, I just have this feeling that the public, people who live on this planet, not the ones who just want to profit from it and get a better job, in government. The people have hit the limit. You know, they're sick of it, and so I think we're going to start seeing a lot of really dramatic shifts.
What would you like to see come out of the talks?
An immediate commitment to moving to clean, regenerative energy, abandoning a chemical-laden, genetically engineered monocrop agricultural system, and, you know, getting a more common sense agricultural system, maybe some permaculture philosophies, and also protecting any ecosystems that we have left, especially fresh water. Those ones in the ocean, of course. I mean, less than 1% of the oceans are actually preserved and or protected, and even those aren't even enforced, you know. And we've got 20% of land is protected, but less than 1% of the oceans, which is the majority of our planet. And so we've got to start creating some marine reserves and stop overfishing. Stop trawling should be against the law. I mean, anybody who dredges and trawls, done. You know, all these sort of just common sense. Take a little common sense approach to the way that we deal with the natural world. That's it.